Fighting in Syria has spilled far beyond its borders, drawing in militia from Lebanon and Iraq and sending refugees to Turkey and Jordan. In an interview with Turkish television, President Bashar al-Assad said all of Syria's neighbors are paying a price for the war against him.
If we look at it as though it is a raging fire that is burning society, it must extend its reach. So it's impossible that Syria will be on fire and Turkey is cold, comfortable. The same goes for Iraq and Lebanon and Jordan.
In Jordan, there have been demonstrations against the kingdom's alliance with the United States. It's a public discontent emboldened by the war in Syria, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
Domestic unrest and political unrest and popular dissatisfaction with governmental policies is present in Jordan, and looking at what's happening in Syria influences that.
Fighting in Syria unsettles Jordan, which is already at the crossroads of regional crises, says American University professor Akbar Ahmed.
Sooner or later, that would affect the Palestinians, drawing Hezbollah and back to the Shia-Sunni confrontation and the regional powers, and that is a nightmare for Jordan.
The most visible impact on Jordan is more than 500,000 Syrian refugees. Jordanian King Abdullah told the United Nations the damage and dangers are mounting.
These are not just numbers. They are people who need food, water, shelter, sanitation, electricity, healthcare, and more. Not even the strongest global economies can absorb this demand on infrastructure and resources.
That challenges the structures of Jordanian society, says UN High Commissioner for Refugees Antonio Guterres.
They are going through huge demographic changes following the refugee influx and settling their social and economic fabric.
At an especially precarious time for King Abdullah, says Ahmed.
Jordan is a very fragile state, so it has a charismatic, intelligent, wise ruler, but a fragile base to it.
The demands of Syrian refugees only make that worse, as Arely says Jordanian leaders try to insulate themselves from the conflict.
It requires money, which they don't have. It requires, flexibility, innovation, reform, which they do have, but and they're working on. But it's a very, I'd say it's a very tense situation.
Jordan wants to avoid being drawn further into Syria's civil war and is part of efforts by the United States and Russia to find a political solution to a conflict that's already killed more than 100,000 people. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.